Hello, all. This is my first episode for HPR. Been lurking and listening for a while, but have not felt I had something to contribute till now. I am Tojet. My real name is James. Tojet is a handle I've used online for quite some time that started as a joke, but sort of stuck. There are all sorts of issues concerning privacy right now that have been discussed lately. There have been many discussions on how to reduce your digital footprint. We've become so tied into advertisements and free services, we often fail to see what it truly cost ourselves. These companies are truly offering a fabulous gilded cage. It concerns me that we so often give up controls of ourselves and information for things. I've been concerned about privacy for a while, been trying to figure out how to extricate myself from the control of others. When Google was first growing, I was excited to see someone trying to wrestle control of the computer realm from Microsoft. With its current size and scope, have we just traded one master for another? No, I'm not saying these companies are evil or anything like that. They're companies. They exist to make a profit for their owners. They offer nice services, but it comes at a price. Microsoft is more direct in charging you for just about everything. Google does the same in free services that are ad-supported. Both offer easy ways into their realm. And just about every other site I go to wants me to sign up for an account and provide all sorts of personal information. Don't get me started on Facebook. Now, you may think I'm a person who wants to unplug, crawl into a hole, and forget the world. Far from it. I like communications and the interactions that can be done with technology. In seconds, I can communicate with someone anywhere on the planet. I can find out what's going on just about any place. But my question is, who controls all that, or at least the parts that I'm putting into the system? Several years ago, I had switched to Linux for my primary OS. So I figured I could probably find some solutions that would work. I was also getting tired of services that I regularly use shut down. I loved Google Reader, then it got shut down. Google Talk lost its XMPP support. Google Voice is changing its services this year, which is going to cut out a lot of the free calling services. My Yahoo got a revamp and didn't quite like the changes. And then the constant changes of services that they do continue drives me bonkers. If you look at Gmail or Yahoo from 2 years ago and today, it's entirely different. Well, last year I decided to start reducing my dependency on ad-supported services. I would look at what I did online, then try to find some alternatives, either paid or self-hosted. I'm not trying to do anything illegal, I just want to know who is tracking me and how. My first obvious choice to do something was email. I had more than a dozen different email accounts that I checked regularly. I dropped most of those. I had consolidated to two accounts that I had had for quite a long time, my Gmail and my Yahoo accounts. Both are heavily ad-supported. But I had a hosting plan for a personal website that included an email server. This includes webmail, server connections, and no ads for the stuff that I'm doing. After all, I'm paying for it. After setting up forwards for all the emails to the new address, I purely am giving out my personal one now. If I don't get too many people screaming at me about this episode, I might detail how I went ahead and forwarded those. The next thing I dealt with was my social footprint. I realized that most, not all the people, that I deal with on those social services were not really adding much to me. Yes, I sort of liked seeing what they were doing, but all in all, I was spending a lot of time looking at things that I really didn't need to. I ended up locking down my privacy on Facebook, and I check it once in a blue moon, because there are a few people that's the only way I communicate with them. Ditto for Google+. Besides, I prefer face-to-face anyway. Next, I decided that having all my contacts and calendars in the cloud on an advertising server was probably not a good thing. I was also using Dropbox to share files remotely, and there are some limitations with that. But then along comes OwnCloud. After looking at it, and after several versions of OwnCloud and experiments with different servers, I finally have a stable home solution accessible from anywhere due to some scripting and DNS from my hosting provider. That sounds like it might become another HPR episode. So, now I have mail, contacts, calendars, and file sharing under my control. All is good. Or so I thought. I realized my tablet is a major source of tracking. The device is tied to tons of Google's products. I have ads from tons of apps that are installed. Most apps have additional accounts that had to be set up to identify me. My communications with Google Voice was tracking me, and Gmail's doing the same. So, this time I decided to do something different. My daughter had gotten a new tablet for Christmas. She gave me her old one. Nice thing for her getting an upgrade, right? It's not bad. It was an Android 4.0 tablet. It's got Google Plays, and it's tied into tons of stuff. Immediately, I thought of rooting it. But then I had a different idea. For work-related reasons, I cannot root a device and have it access company resources. Many other people are in the same position. Could I possibly de-Googlify the device without creating an account tied into advertising? Could I get enough reputable apps to make this a useful device? Can I document and make the process simple enough that I can give the instructions to an average person to use? I came up with some basic criteria. No accounts created for downloading, installing, or configuring, except for the mail account. No rooting. No pirated apps. Want to stay legal on this. Something that can be easy for a user to do that includes installing and updating the apps. I mean, I've seen tons of these solutions, but some of them you have to be pretty advanced to be able to support them. For the most part, I think I succeeded on my test. You can find my attempt at https://james.tobusacademy.com/account_free_android_device.html. The link should be in the show notes. Now, I did have one ad-supported app installed, but I'm hoping to find an alternative. So if you have a suggestion, email me. I would be interested in hearing about your attempts to do the same thing. My website is james.tobusacademy.com, and my email is james@tobusacademy.com. I would think that many of you are interested in trying to protect your privacy and controlling your footprint while still being able to reach out in the world. Let me know what ideas you have and what kind of updates you can suggest to this. Thanks, and have fun.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.